to URL. This is a show all about the internet and the people on it and the people who make it. I'm Courtney Miller, your host. My guest today, who's trying not to burp into the mic and is so thus burping into his denim jacket, is Daniel Thrasher.
Burp sound effect.
Hi.
Were you just covering your face for a dramatic reveal?
I was trying to be a little vampire. Little
That's
vampire boy.
So cute, Daniel.
That's what always what I go for.
Amazing.
That's
amazing.
Me. Yeah, thanks.
Daniel, today URL stands for... You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We coined an inside joke very quickly right before this we started rolling.
Yeah, it's just a great bit where, you know, you're sitting with a friend and you're like... You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I like that. It's good.
Daniel, you have made quite the print on TikTok and Instagram and the internet with your content. you've done a lot. You've made quite the impact.
I've never heard that in my entire life. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
And you have. You've done a lot. You've done a lot of cool stuff. You are like, when I think of creators who are funny and are very musically talented, you're among the first that I think of. This is going to be a fun episode. And at the very end, I'm going to determine whether or not you, Daniel Thrasher, are allowed online.
Prediction?
Prediction?
I'm probably not. That's my prediction.
Well, we shall see. I was telling you before, this is one of the few episodes where, because sometimes I kind of go in with an idea of, well, I know I'm going to answer this one, but this one I don't know.
Great.
I'm excited to dive in. Is Thrasher your real name?
It is. It is my real last name.
Really?
Yeah. Did nothing to deserve it.
You're just so cool, just out the womb.
I can't skateboard. I've been a poser my entire life. My dad's name is Rick Thrasher, and he could bench press 425 pounds. He's earned it.
Still?
He could probably do over 300. He's
Whoa.
Like 60 something. But yeah, no, he's very strong, big guy, and I am this. So there was a lot of, I should let you guys know, there's a lot of laughter back there after I said that, which means
that you were right.
That I was right, that I'm this.
Rick Thrasher sounds like a bully's name in like a 90s movie.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
It's pretty sick.
You know.
Do you have a middle name?
Cole.
Daniel Cole.
Yeah. Why is that? Why is that?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Mine's Ruth.
I like Ruth.
Thanks. I like Cole.
I just finished Ozark. Was my belly showing that whole time? I feel like I had a sliver of belly.
I didn't see it.
The entire time. I just pulled it down and felt cold skin.
So what was the first thing you saw online this morning?
You know what's weird is like TikTok will serve you things depending on the time of day. And so like at night I'm scrolling through and I just see all this food stuff. And I'm like
At night.
And I'm like seeing all these like restaurants to try out in LA. Maybe it was a coffee shop one this morning. Maybe it was like, there's like apparently a new coffee shop that opened up. And
you love a good coffee shop.
I love a good coffee shop. I'm playing right now with like kind of reducing my caffeine intake because I think my nervous system is just fried.
You're just rattling.
A lot of stuff that I've been doing lately. But but I do love a good coffee shop. I love a cold brew specifically. Lower acidity. Higher caffeine.
Oh, I didn't know that. My stomach is so like sensitive. You know, I love an espresso tonic.
Yep.
And those are a lot gentler on the tummy. But yeah, I definitely noticed that during the different times of day, the content is different. Like I literally this morning, I was like, before I opened it, for the first time, I was like, okay, what insane headline is going to be on my homepage right now? And it always is the most insane, like could not have possibly thought of a more insane headline. But you just said you have had a crazy ass last couple months.
Yes.
You've been working.
Been working.
I the last time we worked together, you were on the Try Not to Laugh for the end of the year, the 20th anniversary.
That was so much fun.
And you brought this specific prop that when you opened the briefcase, I was like, oh, cool. It's parts of a table.
Yeah.
And did not compute at all what it was. And people were like, oh, cool. And you were like, yeah. And I was like, it's parts of a table. And then you go out and it's fucking, you pick it up and it's bagpipes.
Yeah.
Which you actually know how to play and well.
Thank you.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah, I went to a middle school called Dunedin Middle School or Dunedin Highland Middle School. Mm. Very interesting. But like Dunedin, Florida, they call it the sister city to Scotland, like for some reason, where I went to middle school. And like they had a piping instructor named Sandy Keith, who would call me a ninny, may he rest. And it was cool. And like I once, after like classes one day, there was like a bagpiping, like if you're interested in learning how to play the bagpipes, like come join our little after school thing. And there was a girl I was into and she walked in there and then I played it. And she was like, this sucks. She stopped and I kept going.
Aww.
And that's how I became the talk of the town.
The town bagpiper.
Downtown piper. Yeah, no, I really like the sound of bagpipes too. Have you ever played bagpipes when you need to do chores?
To do chores?
I dare you to try it once.
To do chores while bagpiping?
No. To listen to.
Oh, yeah, bagpipes. Just put on the TV chores.
like Great Highland Bagpipes or like a bagpipe medley and then do chores and you will feel like you're marching into war.
I just like to put on Perry Como.
I don't know what that is.
Perry Como? He has some faster, happy stuff. It's just old, like soft. Like you feel like his voice is like
Nat King Cole kind of vibe.
Yeah. Love that. But bagpipes, I've never even put my mouth on one of those things.
It's probably for the best.
Do you have a favorite instrument that you've played?
Oh, I mean, it's got to be the piano, I guess.
That's your fave?
But yeah, to play, yeah. But I think the most interesting one that I'd like to dabble in more is a theremin. That one is just such a weird instrument.
And that's the wee.
That's the one, yeah. Perry Cuomo uses it a lot.
Perry Cuomo?
Yeah, if you listen real close, it's in the background, yeah. No, it's such a weird, like, instrument where one hand controls the volume, the other one controls the pitch. And so, like, if you take away the instrument, you look like you're conducting a seance.
Yes.
Even if the instrument's there, you still look like you're conducting a seance.
So, you have seen a lot of online creators making music, right? There's a big pool of people online making music as their thing. Mm-hmm. Some should not be. Do you partake a lot? Do you like to jump around and see other creators' music and be like, that's really good? Or like that's really bad.
I love watching people try if they're good or bad. It's unfortunate when it's average because then you can't really have a perspective on it. Do you just mean music in general, just like not comedy music?
No, I mean like YouTuber music. Like, you know, the type of creator I'm talking about where it's like they're a YouTuber.
Oh.
And they're making music.
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
And music
videos.
Oh, okay.
And songs.
Yeah.
As someone who's made a lot of music online, I would love to dive in to some existing out there, and we get to just kind of break apart some and really understand the meaning of some together.
Good.
I love that to do with you.
Very
and
good.
As a lyric expert, I think our first way to get into it is this incredible piece of work from you, your lyrical genius in this song.
I think I have a prediction of what this might be. But
I think,
all right.
Yeah, because you're a comedian, you understand where we're going.
Well, let's see. I don't know.
A gibbity fibbity chop, blibbity glop, flop a gop, a jibbity wop, blibbity schlop. Ab drop a cop a chibbity cop, coppity pop, pop a sock a boppity schlop, bloppity glop, a blippity.
Yeah.
So, like, what was going through your head? Like, what's, like, pretend we're on the Genius Channel.
Wait, are you adding a genius annotation to where what I say is going to be here from the perspective of the artist?
Yeah, you would know.
That's great. Well, I think a glippy flippity chop, blippity glop, a flop a gop a jippity wop, blippity slop is pretty self-explanatory.
No, I think so too.
Yeah, but the a brapa kappa chippity cop, that's a lot of, you know, there's a watching it get annotated in a real time.
I'm like,
is insane.
Daniel knows it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, it's insane. You know, the next, there's a lot of coppity cop. You know, you would think listening at the first go, it's like, obviously this is about law enforcement, but that's not the case.
Is it about when you cop a t-shirt at the mall?
No, none of that at all. It's actually about, hoodie guy here who performed this song. He's thinking about the, just how insane it is that, kids, instead of having fun, going outside, playing in the grass, or memorizing dictionaries, and like learning how to spell words, and he's frustrated.
Mm.
And the only way to properly get that out is to say these words.
Hoodie guy seems like a real tortured soul.
He is a tortured soul, but you know what? I think the moral of this song is that energy is contagious, you know?
Ah.
It's a contagious thing, and so it doesn't even matter what he's saying.
So we are going to go through a bunch of iconic YouTuber songs on YouTube's history.
Yeah.
We're going to dive into the lyrics, and then we're going to see if we can annotate them on Genius, and we'll see what gets approved.
I've always wanted to do that.
I'm so glad, and I've only ever wanted to do this with you, Daniel.
That's good. We're here now.
So some of these songs, while as well known as they are, might have been the first time this creator or person wrote lyrics ever. Which is pretty cool. It's very vulnerable.
Yes.
So we're gonna see some of that.
I like that.
Let's see who we've got.
Let's take a gander.
Smosh's Dixon Cider.
Is it like a beverage?
Yeah.
Is it yeah, it's like a beverage. They're having a beverage. They're having a drink.
Yeah.
It was clearly a sponsored song, right?
And feeling full, lots of Dixon Cider.
Is this what Apple Orchard used to be called?
Apple Orchard.
What's that called? Apple
Angry Orchard?
Angry Orchard. That's it. Angry Orchard. I don't drink Angry Orchard a lot.
I don't. Too either. Sugary.
But that's got to be what this used to be called. Because Smosh is very old.
Smosh is very old.
So this must have been pre-name change.
Dixon Cider. Looks like, what did somebody annotate it as? Dixon Cider is meant to sound like dicks inside her.
What? Thumb that down. That's obviously false. Thank you. Click it.
That so what cannot do we think it actually real. Means? Should we change it?
Yeah, no, this was clearly, if I know Ian, and I do.
Yeah, you do.
This is a sponsored post, contractually obligated. He gets paid more the more he
owns
name
some
drops
stock
brand.
Within Dixon Cider.
Owns some stock, and this was Angry Orchard before the name change.
Right.
And that's all this is, and it's a sweet little thing.
It's
you know?
A sweet little wholesome little song about
yeah,
Dixon
then,
Cider.
Look, then grab her grandma and get some Dixon Cider. Like he wants to do it multi generational. a little drink with the gam gam. Too old to handle all the Dixon Cider is obviously
implying putting your dicks in one's grandma.
Again, downvote that one too. This is false. No, he's talking about you don't want to give grandma too much modern day Angry Orchard because if you did, first of all, it's a ton of sugar. She might be diabetic, pre-diabetic.
You never know.
Secondly, you know, her insulin levels rising and falling like waves of a tsunami.
Yes.
And
that's a lyric right there.
And show her family your Dixon Cider. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's like, you know, we're having bevies. We're having a good time and in her mouth hole flowing down inside her. It's obviously about
the delicious hard cider.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew
next
this song was going to pop up.
It's every day, but it's every day, bro.
Inaba Daba.
By Jake Paul.
Ba-da-ba.
Our Lord and Savior. Okay. Y'all can't handle this. Y'all don't know what it's about to happen, baby. It's every day, bro. Every day. Team 10, Los Angeles Cali boy. But I'm from Ohio, though. White boy.
I wonder what that's about. I wonder but I'm from Ohio, though. White boy. It's hard. It's tough. You know, Los Angeles, Cali boy sounds referential, but I'm from Ohio though. White boy. It's interesting because if he's talking about himself, it's interesting that he feels the need to specify that he's white.
Agreed.
But I will say he's correct. I did not know what was about to happen.
You're right. And he proves it to you immediately.
Immediately. He's like
the whiplash.
He just starts naming races followed by genders.
And cities and states.
And cities and genders, races, cities, states. Jake Paul.
There you go. It's every day, bro, with the Disney Channel flow.
That aged poorly.
Yes, I can rap. And no, I'm not from Compton. England is my city. This is my favorite line.
Yeah, that's pretty, wow.
England is my city. And he said, I know that this guy, Nick Crompton, he literally said, I fucking didn't realize. He literally didn't know that he messed up. He thought England was a city. And I, to this day, I think my bio on TikTok is Smosh is my city.
That's good.
Because of this song.
That's really good.
You know, it's Nick Crompton. I'm a collar stay popping.
Wait, is he British?
Yeah.
That makes this great.
Isn't that great?
That makes this really art, actually.
England is my city. And if it weren't for Team 10, then the U.S. would be shitty.
I think it'd probably still be shitty without him.
I'll pass it to Chance, because you know he stay litty. Chance
so
Sutton
good.
Is next. You wasted a whole lyric to say who was next in the song.
Yeah, that's you know, entry-level stuff here.
Yeah.
Yes, I can rap, and no, I'm not from Compton. Is a very...
It's got a lot going on.
It's a dangerous game.
What's
that
one annotated as? I wrote Nick's part. I messed up badly. Jake took the fall.
That's admirable. I like that. It's good to have responsibility for those things.
He said, I got you. I'm going to write this. And to be fair, dude, England is a city in Arkansas or something. Oh, shut up, Jake.
Paris is a city in Texas.
Jacob.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this is pretty tough. England is my city. But you know what? Have you ever been to England?
I have been to London.
It feels like a big old city.
It is a big city.
It's just a big city. There's a lot of public transit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in a way, he's two steps ahead.
So you're saying no notes on, yes, I can.
No, this is flawless.
What are your thoughts on this cadence and these rhymes and these?
Let's try it out. You know, it's Nick Crompton, A, and My Collar Stay Poppin', A. Yes, I Can Rap, but No, I'm Not From Compton, A.
So it's Yes, I Can Rap, B. And No, I'm Not From Compton, A. So it's A-A-B-A?
I guess so, yeah. But I don't know the tempo of it, but yeah, if it's that, Yes, I Can Rap, I'm Not From Compton.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a little A-A-B-A vibe going on.
Kay.
England is my city, and if it weren't for Team 10, B. Or wait, we'll go C-D. We'll do that. England is my city, C. And if it weren't for Team 10,
D.
D.
C-D-C. Then
the U.S. would be... Shitty. C. CDC,
an
homage to the Center for Disease Control.
You're right.
They were predicting COVID-19.
Pandemic. Guys, we figured it out.
And in a way, England became so shut down during the pandemic.
Oh, whoa.
That it did become a city.
I think you just unraveled something that was never meant to be raveled.
Can I tell you something else?
Mm-hmm.
We never went to the moon.
Don't do that. Daniel, it's time.
Oh, good.
This is what it's all about. I'm going to ask you these questions. And with this will really help me decide whether or not you are allowed online. Because so far, I'm just kind of hearing about you kind of just wandering around. So I need to really hear, I need to lock in with your phone habits, your internet habits.
Yeah, good. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. So,
okay, ready, Daniel?
I've never been readier.
You've never been readier?
Let's go.
Can we look at your screen time?
Oh, dude, it's so bad.
Let's go.
It's so bad.
Show me.
There's a note. I have it as a widget. For today, it's 3 hours and 3 minutes.
You have your screen time?
It's as soon as
a widget?
Yeah, as soon as I open my phone, it's at the top.
Whoa. So you're on your ass.
I want to be. Today alone was 3 hours, but that includes like, it says I was on at 6 a.m., but that's not right. I didn't wake up at 6 a.m.
Ooh, someone looking at your phone while you're sleeping.
Yeah, my cats.
Your cats are playing with Peggle.
But yesterday was really, really bad. Yesterday was...
What's your weekly average?
Daily average is 7 hours, 29 minutes.
Oof.
That's pretty high.
What's the app you're on the most?
Instagram.
Instagram?
Dude, reels are...
I'm mirroring. I've been recently like... kind of had my ass handed to me because I was like, Reels? Ew.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a TikTok freak, but I hate TikTok.
Reels is like, there's something about Instagram Reels that's just a bit more, you know those close-ups on SpongeBob? Those like extreme close-ups that
yes,
are just
they're like a
disgusting?
Painting. Yeah, I love those.
That's what Reels is to me. TikTok is SpongeBob, where it's like, I'm going to have a great time, but Reels is like, oh my God. You know? And the comments on Instagram... a lot of times they're so much funnier than the comments on TikTok because people are ruthless on Instagram.
Really?
And they're kind on TikTok, it seems.
You think they're kinder on TikTok?
I do. Maybe that's not true anymore ever since Reels got more popular. But I do think Reels is like, I think also the stuff that I send back and forth on Reels is way different than the stuff I send back and forth on TikTok.
True. Ever since the photo feature in comments on TikTok, you will get just diamond pickaxe bullied. Like the level of a diamond pickaxe, they will get your ass with one photo.
Wow.
And it's devastating.
Yeah, like when they screen grab that you have no likes yet and they're like, you're supporting a small creator.
Yeah, God, that's
super
trend.
That's very silly.
Okay.
I'm sure that's going to be in the comment section of this.
Yes, love supporting small creators.
Yeah, it's great.
What was the first internet video that stuck with you?
When I was a kid, either... MySpace the Movie.
MySpace the Movie.
By a guy named Dave Lear a long time ago. Or that's probably the first big one. And then it was a sketch back in the day. And it was really interesting.
It was about MySpace?
It was about MySpace, yeah.
Were you on MySpace? Did you have a top 8?
Oh, I had a top 8.
Did you have a crush in there?
You can have a crush on MySpace?
No, like you could put your crush in your top 8 and see if they notice.
Oh, I'm sure I did, but I don't remember any of that. It was a big decision back in the day. For those of you who are younger, having a MySpace top 8 was like a political leverage you had.
It was huge.
It was insane.
Like if you, did a little bit. If you removed somebody from your top 8, they would message you and go, what the hell?
Yeah, what is that about?
What the hell? Why'd you remove from your top 8?
Yeah.
And then you could post a bulletin and be like, Britney is a whore.
Yeah, that's what I used to say too.
So I said that every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what about the most recent video that has stuck with you?
I love those videos where it's a fake out video. Like
a fake out?
I don't know how to explain it, but it's like 3 seconds of a weird guy in his kitchen like doing something, and then it cuts to somebody else staring at the camera, and then it cuts to somebody else staring at the camera. It's just this endless cycle of like people stitching the video, and mm-hmm. it's just like almost a battle to see who is the last one who stitched it. It's like funny. Somebody will breathe like they're about to, they're like, and then it cuts to another guy being like, and then it just keeps cutting to
like,
other
okay,
people.
So it's like super meta stitching.
It just, it gets me in such a good state every time. Because it's such a big middle finger to the person watching. It's like, I think that's funny to me, is like, mm-hmm. it's something that's just, I'm not going to allow you to have an expectation for what's about to happen next. Very much like Jake Paul.
Wow. I was going to say, that reminds me of the video where it's like, this guy goes, why do polyamorous people look like that? And then it cuts to a person who looks like that, and they go, and then it cuts to another person going, see.
Yeah,
those are wacky.
Yeah, for sure. Just like stitching away.
Stitching away. Okay, Daniel, next question.
Oh my gosh, you said my name.
I've said it so many times.
On national TV. But it was different that time. Y'all heard it, right?
Did I say it?
Everybody heard that in here?
What did I say it like?
It just said it in a different way.
Daniel.
Oh my God, I keep slapping the shit out of this mic.
Stop hitting my mic.
I'm sorry.
Do you have a burner account?
No, I should. I really should, but I don't.
Ooh, okay, so he's just on main.
I should, yeah. I only just created a close friend story like 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Yeah. See, people, I think I started converting people recently too. People need to get on close friends. It's such a fun little secret.
Yeah, I there's so many things that I'm doing and I'm excited about and I can't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to, you know, I only created that like a couple weeks ago.
Big fan of it.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Daniel, what is your current desktop wallpaper on your phone wallpaper? Show me.
My phone wallpaper is this. It's SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, guys.
Okay. Huh?
Cute. Huh? Do you ever Google yourself, Daniel Thrasher?
Yes. I used to a lot and I stopped now.
Why?
Now I don't care as much. I don't know. I used to a lot. If somebody's like, oh, I saw your thing on Reddit, and I'm like, Reddit, and I'll Google like Daniel Thrasher Reddit.
God, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I'll like try to find the origin story of it.
Yeah, like is there like snark pages now? Like Reddit snark pages?
I've heard of this where people talk about you.
Or is this just to be mean?
I've never seen one of those before.
Same.
So I'm not looking for that.
Be nice to Daniel.
Yeah, but do what you want. It's a big internet.
Okay, so you Google yourself, okay.
Yeah, I used to a lot, but I don't so much anymore.
Most used emojis.
Well, the answer has to be probably...
Usually it shows the most recent
ones. It's probably the eye emoji.
Like the side eye? The bombastic side eye?
Yeah, that's got to be it.
I love that one.
I have a sticker of myself that I use a lot. I'm going to send it to
a
you right now.
A sticker of you?
I use this as a reaction. I'll send it to you right now.
It's you?
Sometimes I'll punctuate, like, if I'm asking something like, hey, would you mind, you know, do you want to hop over at around 4 o'clock? We're going to start rolling or whatever. And then I'll send that as a follow-up. It just feels very polite.
Polite, demure, professional Daniel Thrasher.
Yeah, it's like a school picture.
Yeah, like JCPenney photo shoot
vibes. Yeah. I'll do that sometimes. But
so side eye, what else?
Well, right now it's telling me that the emoji is, it changes. That's so weird. It's either the smile with like a tear.
Oh.
Or the side eye one is pretty big there.
Ooh.
And I use flames a lot.
Flames?
Which is kind of like,
because you're a Thrasher.
Now you're getting it.
Now I'm getting it.
Now you're picking up what I'm putting down.
I'm picking up everything.
Pick it on up.
Angry Orchard. How many unread DMs do you have on Instagram?
Like requests?
No, f*** that.
Oh, just generally unread? Three right now.
Three. Okay.
Yeah.
How many are from T-Pain?
Arasha's one of them.
Arasha?
Yeah.
What'd she say? She tagged you in something?
No.
She said, good luck with Courtney, that bitch.
No, I put... she said, if you see Courtney, tell her I want my boots back.
Oh. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know what she's talking about. Most recent Google search.
Dr. Oz camel toe.
Daniel. Dr. Oz camel toe?
So that's in there.
Okay.
Do something with that.
I'm trying. Do you watch Dr. Oz, or are you interested in Dr. Oz's camel toe? Or are you talking about like Dr. Oz talking about camel toe? Or like, why Dr. Oz?
Can I give you the truth? Somebody next to me was like, hey, I swear to God, this sounds made up, but this is real. Somebody next to me was like, hey, Google.
Stop.
I'm this. I'm so serious. This happened yesterday. Somebody was like, hey, do me a favor, Google. This happened. They're like, Google Dr. Oz Camel Toe.
Someone said that to you?
Yeah.
Someone and I was you
like,
know?
Yeah, it's a friend of mine. And I was like, yeah, sure, okay. And I was just scrolling for a while trying to find what they were talking about. And I don't, maybe it was an angel from heaven that like disappeared afterwards. I don't know, just to set me up for today. But really, I had no.
They just said, you're going
to
laugh.
There was no conclusion to that because I was like, is it, what is this? Is this like, because at first I thought Dr. Ock. So I looked Doc Ock Camel Toe first.
Like from.
From Spider-Man, yeah, the very same. And Dr. Oz Camel Toe is the last thing I personally Googled in my computer.
And so did you Google it and like look at anything?
We were searching for stuff and then we found like some, yeah, no, I don't know.
I need to Google Dr. Oz Camel Toe.
You're not
going
to find
right
anything
now.
Interesting. There's nothing good there. There's nothing good when you Google Dr. Oz Camel Toe, guys. Please stop Googling
Who
it.
Who told you to do that?
My friend Gio.
What were they on?
Life.
Common skin problems like bikini line rashes.
Yeah, it's like other stuff. There's no, Dr. Oz ain't got a camel toe. He's never answered a woman asking questions about her camel toe.
Is Dr. Oz even real? You know, no. speaking of Spider-Man villains.
Go on.
He kind of looks like Green Goblin.
He looks like Willem Dafoe.
Yeah,
Dude, I love Willem Dafoe.
That was a lot. I just learned a lot about you in those few questions. And that's why these questions are very important to me. We have another game.
Oh, another
and
game.
This is a little more hands-on.
Oh, good.
I'm calling it the looping game.
The looping game.
It's a musical improv game that kind of already exists, but social media is going to play a part in it.
I've heard of social media.
You know social media?
I like that.
So we're going to play a game where we're going to bring out a piano and we're going to make a song for each social media. If each social media platform had a POV of a song.
Got it.
But it's going to be via looping.
Interesting. Okay.
And the audience is going to know exactly what that means in a matter of moments.
Good. I'm in.
Okay, let's play.
Locked in.
Be confused. That was the podcast you're listening to, not the road outside because you're listening to this in the car. We're about to play a game that I explained to Daniel, and it's basically we're gonna play four chords on this piano, we being Daniel, because he's the only one of us who can play.
That's not
and
true.
I can play one song.
You can
Mad
do
World
good.
Only.
You can do goodly.
Goodly?
You heard me.
So we're gonna pick a social media, we're gonna think what it sounds like, and then we're gonna sing lyrics, and it's a whole improv thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because he knows social media. And
I do, yes.
You're going to be the vessel for the social media, and you're going to put your little fingers on the piano, and you're going to make...
Why they got to be little?
Okay, the first one, Instagram. What does Instagram sound like? Oh, okay, very meta. That's very real.
Nothing is real on Instagram.
Everything looks so polished and real.
That cat, I'm pretty sure, is not a real cat.
That cat just smoked a cigarette and is leaving their children with their mom.
And then the cat went on a vacation in the Bahamas, and then he married someone else.
And there's an 80-year-old in the comments thinking, this is real.
That this is real.
Nothing you see in this place is real.
Nothing is real on Instagram.
Okay, we gave, okay, Instagram, how do you feel?
It's good.
Did you like it?
That's
just my.
Any tears at all?
Okay, next one.
Oh.
TikTok. This is TikTok. Okay, I like it. Okay. Scrolling and scrolling and scrolling faster.
Scrolling and scrolling and scrolling faster.
Scrolling, scrolling, and scrolling faster. What will you see? What will you see?
This is my 50-part series of how my husband actually sucked.
Faster and faster and scrolling so faster. Who the f*** did I marry? But faster. You're actually playing faster. Okay.
I'm on TikTok, oh my God. Look at this wave.
I'm on TikTok, oh my God.
little matcha I got from the cutest little restaurant down the street. Everybody's got to go there, say it was recommended by me.
Scrolling and scrolling and scrolling faster.
Oh God, I'm slowed. I'm fast
that's,
now.
And that's what happens to TikTok. And then the algorithm just goes to shit.
And then really it was an artistic choice what we did.
That was actually interpretive dance, I think.
And I think if you think otherwise,
then you just don't get it.
Maybe you just don't get it.
Okay, next one is Twitter, also known as...
as X?
X.
All right, well, I got one here.
Okay, perfect. Oh. This guy knows how to use his hands.
That was it.
That was TikTok. There you go.
That was Twitter.
That was Twitter.
That's all it deserves.
You're right. You're right. And you're right. Have you ever been on Blue Sky?
Yeah. But yeah, once or twice.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about it. I know it's a different community, completely different.
It's very new.
This is Blue Sky.
I like it.
Please come be with me.
Be my friend.
Please come follow me. We're like Twitter, but happy.
Twitter, but happy.
Twitter, but happy and less Twitter transphobic content.
Less transphobic.
We're happy and blue, just like the place that you like to be blue.
Like to be blue.
We're Blue Sky.
Blue in the sky.
Why won't anyone hang with me?
How come I have 30,000 followers on Blue Sky, but nobody re-blues my sky?
Re-blues? Perfect.
I don't know anything about that.
And that was enough. Okay.
That's what I thought after 1 hour on Blue Sky.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Why won't anybody re-blue me?
That's enough.
Nobody re-blue me.
Nobody re-blue me.
Okay, Facebook.
Let me find something good. Ooh, ooh.
Oh.
I used to be a place for friendship and updates.
Now I'm a place for angry old white men.
Perfect. Okay.
Somehow people make money on me. I don't understand, I don't understand.
But what I don't understand is why you think this photo of Jesus coming back is fake. It's actually real. I saw him the other day.
Good, 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 good. I love that, I love that. No notes.
This is
no
a
notes.
Good song, though. This is a good little...
Yeah, let's do another one.
I'm like, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
We used to be so great and connected. Now we're a place where I no longer want to reflect it.
I hate my mom, and now I hate my dad. And it's all because of the thing that MySpace never had, which is addiction.
And a top eight. I miss my top eight.
I miss my top eight. Miss my top eight.
We're coming to you live next week.
Wow, this really does feel like one of those radio stations that are so gentle. And...
coming to you live from California. It's Co Thrash.
Okay, how about
Thrash Co? That would be Thrash our duo.
Co.
That would be our duo. Thrash Co.
Thrash Co. I like it. Oh, okay. How about MySpace?
Oh, hot.
Okay. Yeah, this is kind of the MySpace.
Mm-hmm. Hey bitch, I just made my new layout on my MySpace page. I have the hottest song playing on autoplay. I got all the hotties in my top eight. And guess who just sent me another bulletin today?
I think it was Tom. I think Tom himself, the guy who founded MySpace.
Tom?
Dude, he sent you a freaking bulletin. Dude, check out. Wait, is he like poking you right now?
I have to open this up. I'm gonna open it up. Okay, ready?
Dude, open it up. Let's see what Tom has to say.
Let's see.
Hey, it's Tom. I just wanted to say I noticed that you updated your layout today. And you have a bunch of hotties in your top eight. And the sexiest song on autoplay. You really know how to do this MySpace thing. I'm thinking you are pretty cool. How about a... pick. No, that's okay. I just thought I'd ask, just to be a gentleman.
P.S. Good luck on graduating high school next week.
This is hot.
Yeah, it's that was good. That's a good little ditty.
That was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, he's got no allegations out there. Tom is fine.
Tom is fine.
Let's
Tom
say
is
that.
A normal
Tom,
man.
We like Tom, I think.
We don't know who, I don't know where he is.
He's kind of disappeared. He's fine.
So that wasn't the real Tom, obviously, in our story.
Yeah, that wasn't the really Tom.
Hey, this is a message from the real MySpace Tom. That wasn't me, whoever sent that to you. Though I do agree that you're killing it, dude, on the MySpace game. Killing
also,
it. Go. Also,
your friend Daniel is leaving a gigantic print on the internet. What's up with that? Love, Tom, for real.
I've never been on this one, but Truth Social.
Do you think it's worth... I'm pretty sure I saw you there.
I'm pretty sure everybody knew you.
I'm pretty sure you're on there. Ooh.
Oh, God.
I have a couple ideas.
I love watching his mind work. Oh. Okay, this is Truth Social. Ready? Okay.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? This one, I also don't know her very well.
ChatGPT?
ChatGPT, does she deserve a song?
There's a lot going on with ChatGPT. There are instances where it could be useful, and there's most instances are bad. That's fine. ChatGPT. Oh.
Why did that sound like dry heaving?
I don't like that. Okay.
That's too good for ChatGPT.
It's just like, let me think of chat. Oh, it's gotta be like beeps and boops.
Beeps and boops. Okay.
This is a sung conversation with ChatGPT. Which one are you? I'll be chat.
Okay, great.
This is a sung conversation with ChatGPT. I play GPT.
I play person.
And begin.
Hello, ChatGPT. I have a question.
That was such a great thing you just said. I love how you asked me a question just now, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Would you like for me to respond as a pirate?
What?
Arr!
That's so good.
No pirate, please, but...
Of course. Brilliant. You're so smart and sexy and cool. God, I wish I were human.
ChatGPT, I'm trying to figure out how to make more friends.
Oh, you? Making more friends? Silly! You only need me, for I am the one. I am the only one that you'll ever need in your life. Oh, my name is Enchantiford Gregory Peckerford Tyrannical!
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Chat.
I think I want to marry you now.
Oh, goody.
Wow. Okay, Tumblr.
I love her.
It was this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Aesthetic pictures of Sherlock Holmes, Doctor Who telling stories, Teen Wolf gifs of men without shirts, thigh gaps, leggings, glory. Follow my account for aesthetic photos and passages about every mental illness, next to a gif of a black and white photo of one single nipple.
Single nipple for you.
It's aesthetic.
Single nipple for me.
It's aesthetic.
Single nipple for us.
It's electric.
Single nipple for we. It's my nipple.
GIFs of Niall Horan before he changed his teeth.
Before he changed his teeth.
Compilations of Larry Stylinson. A sexual conspiracy.
Is his last name Stylinson?
No, that's a Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson ship name that there was a very intense, very scary level, stalking level. People were convinced that they were secretly banging, which maybe they were, maybe they weren't.
I'd put money on they were.
I hope so too.
It's aesthetic. Their lives are aesthetic.
Aesthetic.
A picture of an ass, that's aesthetic.
A picture of ass.
I'm sorry. I lost
that's
it.
That's how the feed feels.
I was locked in there. I was locked in.
Because then you'll see all this aesthetic, and then there's just like a crunchy Forever Alone meme. You know what I mean? Tumblr was wonderful.
You know what, guys? Let's
go over there.
Let's take this to Tumblr.
You know Reddit.
I've heard of her. She and I go way back. Yeah. No.
No, something that gives m'lady, please.
M'lady? Oh, I know.
Yes. Yes.
Reddit.
Reddit. Am I the asshole for saying something that an asshole would say?
Am I overreacting for absolutely overreacting today?
I did something terrible, but I wanna feel validated. So I'm gonna write it in a way that makes me sound so much cooler than I actually was.
And the reply says, you should definitely get divorced. You're in a relationship that is borderline abusive. Everybody thinks that what you are experiencing is rare and unique, and you should probably stop. We all think you're wrong. We all think you're right. We all think we should boogie woogie get down tonight. We all have a trophy. We all get a like. And this is the last thing I will do at night before I log off online.
Oh, I love that. Also, what's that one weird medical condition that I had 6 years ago? I wanna understand, so I'm gonna Google it, except for it's gonna take me to that Reddit article that's gonna specifically have so many people who had that exact same medical thing that I've never heard of before. And I'm gonna find my community. And then I'm gonna boogie down tonight.
That's how I found out that I have anal spasms.
And I'm gonna boogie down tonight.
Boogie down with anal spasms.
Tonight.
Boogie down with anal spasms.
Spasms tonight.
Tonight.
That was incredible, actually. You actually like spat fire and ate and gobbled it down.
This kind of wish it sounded like a fart. Can we go to the sound effects one?
You know, if you give me 5 minutes, I'll make it sound like a fart.
Okay, let's go back to the other part of the interview. You got a lot going on.
Got a lot going on.
You're busy. I know the internet is your livelihood and your job, but you just got some weird shit. Like Googling Dr. Oz camel toe.
Yep.
Having a phone with ears.
Yeah, well, I'd say feet, but...
I'm not even sure how I feel.
How you feel about whether or not
you're allowed
online. On the
internet? Yeah.
Should we... flip a coin on it?
Flip a coin. See, that's crazy. That's the algorithm as a whole, though. It really is a flip of a coin.
That was beautifully put.
Now that you say it, a flip of the coin. We're going to flip this coin right now. Screen
right.
Up means you're allowed online. Screen down means you're not allowed online.
Let's take a look.
Ready?
Uh-huh. I'm allowed online.
Well, wouldn't you know? One more time. You really are allowed online.
You are really flipping the hell out of that phone.
You're allowed online. Congratulations.
I'll take it, I guess.
I know when a phone case is a good phone case.
And this phone case is?
Protecting the damage of this phone that I'm throwing.
I love that. That's good.
I'll do it again.
No, well, you don't need to. I think we got it. I think we got the phone. Okay. It went to the wood now.
It went to the woods.
Went to the woods. I feel like you're projecting a little bit that you need to be offline, perhaps.
Why? By throwing my phone around?
I just feel like the more you do it, the more you're hoping. I feel like you secretly are wishing it would break.
You know, if my phone breaks, I still am contractually obligated to be online.
Does it have to be you?
I fucking love that question.
Does it?
Does it?
Meaning, does it have to be you consuming? Or can you just drop off to someone else who's managing your socials?
Ah, like doing my social media for me. See, that's the thing. As a YouTuber, because like that's how I started. I started as a YouTuber. I used to just film bullshit just to have something to edit because I love the editing and putting something out and the community of it. I think the posting on social media part is probably like the most me part.
It's the consuming time.
The consuming is hard.
Consuming is bad.
I consume a lot of hard.
Like sandwiches, like bread.
Daniel, you're allowed online.
Hey. I'll take it.
You're allowed because you are a very creative guy.
Thank you. Wow. Oh my God.
Thank you for playing these games with me today. You're everybody's so creative.
Everybody's so creative. Specifically you. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I think everybody here is very creative. And you at home, you're creative too. Okay? And I want you to be as creative as you can in the comments. Using photos.
Oh.
Of Courtney.
Just bullying the shit out of me.
Just. Do it.
Just do it.
Do it up.
Thank you so much for watching and hanging out with me and Daniel Thrasher. I love you guys. Hope you guys feel better leaving the internet today than when you opened it. And Daniel, everybody should just check out your stuff.
Truly. Hey, check out my stuff.
Check out his stuff. He's very good.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah, this microphone smells now and it's your fault.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Bye.